Avast ye swabs, it's time for episode 40 of the Mad Music Podcast. A half hour of mad music and silly stuff brought to you by madmusic.com, the world's largest comedy music website. I be your guest host today, Dave Auju. And I'm here today to play some demented Creative Commons and podcast-friendly songs that you may or may not have heard before. Our show is called You Are What You Eat and features demented songs about the food that we eat and where we eat it. So let's get this show started with a couple of songs about my favorite kind of restaurant.
Chocolate shake and order of fries. Maybe a hot dog with mayonnaise, or something else that I can add to my thighs. Maybe I'll just jump in my car and get me some fast food.
Oh, and I want some syrup for my pancakes.
'Cause I don't like doing the dishes, and I like to eat with my hands, and I like to order and drive through. Don't like opening cans. Maybe I'll just jump in my car and get me some fast food.
Oh, does a salad come with that?
Blimpies, Hardee's, Wendy's, Arby's, oh, it don't matter to me. Yeah. I get a fistful at Der Wiener Schnitzel. Oh, how I love Dairy Queen. Quarter pounder makes you round. Taco, pizza or burrito supreme. Maybe I'll get something exotic, stopping at a Greek souvlaki. Now I need to wash it all down with a soft drink too. Excuse me. Maybe I'll try something Italian, Mexican or Vietnamese. But I'm not a vegetarian, 'cause I like to suck down the grease. Maybe I'll just jump in my car and get me some fast food. I'm in heaven at 7-Eleven and up and down 35th South. All over State Street, places where you eat, shove greasy food.
Yummy
in your tummy. Maybe I'll head down to McDonald's, Taco Bell, 8 or Subway. Maybe I'll head down to the Iceberg, where there's a special on Foot Lounge today. Maybe I'll just jump in my car and get me some fast food. Maybe I'll just jump in my car and get me some fast food. Oh, Slurpee.
So, 4 Big Macs, 7 Happy Meals, maybe a quarter pounder of cheese. And, are the Happy Meals, do they come with the Ronald McDonald's all in with them? And, curry fries and a chocolate shake. Also, can I have 14 orders of french fries? Make that 16 orders of french fries. Oh yeah, and don't forget the fry sauce.
I got let go from Kinko's. I punched my boss in the face. Apparently that's not okay. And now I'm sadly working at a 9-to-8 pace for less than minimum wage. Man, I hate this place. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. Come here every day. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. I've gotta pay my rent soon. Gotta put gas in my car. With what I got, it won't go far. If Even with my employee discount, I still can't afford to eat, and my face is covered in grease. I spit in your burrito. You probably think I'm joking. Man, I hate this place. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. Come here every day, work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. It's a stupid job that just never stops, and it don't pay well. I hate the food and I hate my boss here at Taco Bell. I hate Taco Bell. And now I've gotta work quadruple shifts to keep from going broke. At least I get a free Coke. Didn't wash my hands since last week. Still I put my hands in that meat. Man, I hate this place. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. Come here every day. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. This economy is killing me. Feel like I'm in hell. The customers drive me berserk here at Taco Bell. Now I stand and grin like an idiot. I wear this itchy uniform made for 20 cents. Got your order wrong, well that really sucks. But if you complain, then you'll be wearing your meat. Man, I hate this place. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. Come here every day, work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. It's a stupid job that don't pay a lot, and it makes me smell. I hate the food and I hate my boss. I hate Taco Bell. Man, I hate this place. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell.
Work at Taco Bell.
Come here every day. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell.
Work at Taco Bell.
I made this track to make some extra cash, but it just won't sell.
It just won't sell.
I'm as poor as dirt, so I gotta work at Taco Bell.
Work at Taco Bell.
When you hear this song, just know that I hate Taco Bell.
I hate Taco Bell.
You can sing along, just know that I hate Taco Bell.
Dipper, can you stop playing the ukulele for just a little bit?
Okay, fine. What you need?
We're about ready to record now. We don't have time to do anything but like one take. So we're going to set it off, and you're going to have to hit it right on the button, all right?
Oh, okay, fine. Let's go. Somewhere over the rainbow.
Dipper, that's not the song we're supposed to be recording.
Well, yeah, but I mean, all right. Tomato stains, pepperoni, and forget about whole grains. I knew I couldn't forget ya, and so I went to collect ya at my front door. A large supreme, the smell of you in every single dream I dream. I knew when we collided, a slice or two to be guided into my mouth. Hey, cheese pizza, I just want to eat you with oregano. Flavored dough, the way you taste ain't fair, you know. Hey, cheese pizza, I'll have to reheat you when dessert is through. Tonight, somewhere over.
Dipper, quit fooling around.
Oh, you're no fun at all. Just in time, and the taste of you is so sublime to me. You gave my life direction, but sometimes indigestion we can't deny. Cheese pizza, really grow. The way you taste ain't fair, you know. Hey, cheese pizza, I think that it's Nietzsche coming extra large. Tonight, the way you make my jacket snug, eating you's the only drug I need. So greasy, I'm so plump, you're like a freaking tire pump. You see, I can feel me chub up finally. In fact, no diet now for me. I want the world to see you be in me. Hey, cheese pizza, you make me complete, you fill my tummy so. The scale below shows you increase my weight, you know. Hey, cheese pizza, what a luscious treat, you add a pound or two tonight. Hey, cheese pizza, I'll have to reheat you when dessert is through. Tonight, somewhere over the rainbow.
Dipper, I said don't sing that. Come on, we gotta edit this.
Tonight.
And no whistling. We're gonna have to retake this.
Tonight.
We just heard Power Salad's Italian Food from their 2000 Force Doesn't Work on a Crustacean CD. Before them, we had Hey Cheese Pizza by Max DeGroot from 2010. Before Max, we had Odd Austin with his song Taco Bell from the 2009 Vampires Suck CD. And we started the show with Robert Lund's Fast Food from his 1995 Counterfeit Country CD. You can learn more about his music at www.robertlund.com. So we had some fast food, then some pizza, followed by more Italian food. Up next, we have songs about what happens to our bodies when we eat the wrong foods.
Your girlfriend, you're upset. A small salad and a water's all she gets. Then she says she's fat and pukes in the bathroom. I'm on the road on a typical weekday night. I'm hitting all of the buffets in town you like. She'll never let you go there like I do. She wears short skirts, I break t-shirts, she's on a diet and I'm in the freezer, scarfing down a cake, hoping one day you'll find the what you you're looking for has been me the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who wants to date you, promise that I'm clean up on my plate. You see, he who belongs in me, he who belongs in me. She's on the street wearing belts with skinny jeans, while my pants are all bursting at the seams. When I see a school bus, I think to myself, hey, is that a Twinkie? And while I admit I'm not smart as you may like, I can't do math cause it makes me think of pie. But I can tell you that your girlfriend's so wrong, she doesn't even save her grocery coupons. She eats rice cakes, I eat Jell-O. She's your cupcake, but I'll be your ho-ho. Hope you're not creeped out with those love notes you found with chocolate fingerprints. Were from me the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who wants to take you, promise that I'm clean up on my plate. You see,
you can say a lot about a guy like me. I'm a spazzy fanboy watching too much TV, collecting action figures, comic books and such. And I like Wonder Woman just a little too much. But there is one thing, you would be very mistaken to question my devotion. It will never be shaken. If you do, you'll see my wrath and then you'll be quaking. To put it plain and simple, I love bacon. I put bacon on my burger when I order double cheese. I put bacon on my salad, but I throw away the leaves. I grind bacon into powder, and I mix it with my salt. I blend bacon with my ice cream, and I make a bacon malt. I eat bacon all alone. I'll eat bacon in a group. I eat bacon chopped and mixed into my chicken noodle soup. I'll eat bacon with Doritos, an entire can of Spam, and I'll even top it off with Soylent green eggs and ham. Bacon is delicious, it's so yummy, it's so great. Bacon is the substance stacked a foot high on my plate. Bacon is so tasty, it's so awesome, it's the best. Bacon is the food that I keep tucked inside my
yum,
vest.
Yum, eat 'em up, yum. Yum, yum, eat 'em up, eat 'em up, yum.
If you say I like it too much, well, I say the hell with that, as I place upon my head a brand new styling bacon hat. It was made out of the meat strips that I constantly desire, fresh and hot, off the wire, from designer Oscar Mayer. So call me a dork when I eat it with a spork. I'm a rat of frats and Pac-Man eating dots of salted pork. It's an entree and a condiment, so kill the condemnation. And I hang it on my walls just to use as decoration. I eat bacon in the morning, I eat bacon in the night. I won bacon playing Plinko on the show The Price is Right. If you do not comprehend it, well, I guess I'll spell it out. B is for the byproducts like gristle, grease, and grout. A is for the apple, smoky flavored kudahi. C is for lettuce, which goes on a BLT. O is for ostrich. N is for never get a side order of sausage. Bacon is my dinner, is my dessert, is my snack. Bacon is the reason that your baby got back. Bacon is the ruler, is the master, bacon reigns. Bacon is what's clogging all my arteries and veins.
Yum, yum, eat 'em up, eat 'em up, yum. Could it be a big conspiracy that bacon's on my brain? Bacon was the dying word of Charles Foster Kane. Bacon's written backwards on an old Da Vinci scroll. Bacon was the second gunman on the grassy knoll. Bacon laundered all the cash of Mr. John Gotti. Bacon wrote the bylaws of the whole Illuminati. Bacon changed the recipe of Coke for no reasons. Bacon played Becky on Roseanne for two seasons.
Bacon was the last opponent that Dale Earnhardt raced.
Bacon is a Hanukkah gift for those with piss-poor taste.
Bacon crashed my car.
Bacon shot JR.
Bacon knows where Waldo, Hoffa, and Atlantis are.
Bacon's old Titanic, not to worry about the ice. Bacon knows you're naughty, and it knows when you are nice. Bacon flew to Hiroshima when they dropped the bomb. Bacon is your father, cause it hooked up with your mom. Bacon rigs the Super Bowl with help from John Madden. Bacon was the voice of Iago on Aladdin.
Hey, what happened to the song?
I just ate some bacon, so the mix came out all wrong.
Bacon is the freedom, is the power, is the way. Bacon is the Indian who sang YMCA. Bacon is the answer, is the question, is your friend. Bacon is the savior that will save you in the end. Bacon, 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 bacon by the score. Bacon, 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 bacon galore.
So if you want to beat a Denny's, say round 804.
As if I had the time to eat breakfast anymore.
Yum, yum, eat 'em up, eat 'em up, yum.
Anymore.
Yum, yum, eat 'em up, eat 'em up, yum. Yum, yum, eat 'em up, eat 'em up, yum. Bacon.
You know, I'm the last person that should or would be preaching about what you should eat. This is a reminder for myself. For when I reach for a sweet treat or a greasy piece of meat or chemically bleached and refined white wheat or something from a cow's teat. You're everlasting ice cream, you can see it melting fast. So you grab a piece of pizza that you know ain't gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a veggie if you held it in your hand. The things you put in your mouth, I can't. Are you reeling in the grease? Stowing away the pounds? Are you gobbling up the cheese? Aren't you tired of being round? Are you reeling in the Twinkies? Stowing away the mounds? Are you gobbling up? they pay, I don't know what you mean. The 5 years at McDonald's didn't turn out like you planned. The things they say are edible, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the grease? Stowing away the pounds? Are you gobbling up the cheese?
Hey Susan, I know you're a pro dieter by now, so I need some dieting advice. What can I do to lose all this weight? What I'm doing now isn't working.
I swear by Jenny Craig, but I've put most of the weight back on now. What have you been trying?
Good old-fashioned calorie counting is it. Say, David, what dieting methods have you tried?
Atkins, Weight Watchers, South Beach, I've tried them all. Nothing's worked. I wish there was a better way.
Fear not. I have the perfect new solution for all of you.
What is it?
It's a revolutionary new method called staying fat.
Staying fat?
Staying fat is a low-impact, high-calorie lifestyle system.
But how does it work?
You don't need exercise, and you don't need to buy an all-new wardrobe. In fact, you can eat all the foods you want, as much as you want, while still staying fat.
That sounds too good to be true. What's the catch?
Only the catch of the day at Red Lobster. Yes, this simple, user-friendly method fits into anyone's schedule. In fact, unlike most diets, staying fat succeeds 95% of the time.
What other advantages are there to staying fat?
With staying fat, you get more TV watching time, extended internet access hours, you'll be easier to find in a crowd, you'll get extra room on the bus because people won't want to sit next to you, nobody will ask you to help them move, you'll be harder to kidnap, you'll get more surface area for all you tattoo enthusiasts, and women's breasts will stay nice and big, as will the men's.
Wait a minute. This is one of those plans where you have to buy only certain expensive foods, isn't it?
to the contrary. Staying Fat's menu is limitless. Just listen to some of our recommended food items.
Chicken fried bacon, bacon fried chicken, fried chicken bacon, fried bacon chicken, chocolate covered pork rinds, nacho cheese cupcakes, french fry flavored potato chips, battered deep fried steak, a gallon of ice cream and a stick of butter, frosty pickle malts, fruits or vegetables encased in a block of caramel or cheese, a pony, and a 32 gallon drum of goddamn chili.
I want a pony.
Wow!
That's amazing!
How do I sign up?
To sign up, just send 13 easy payments of $42.27 to Staying Fat, 239 Taft Avenue, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, 53147. Or set up automated payments at our website, www.gravitationalpull.com.
Be sure to sign up on our mailing list so you can get in on the ground floor for our next level in development, Getting Fatter.
Gotta sign up for the email.
Staying Fat Incorporated is not responsible for heart attacks, diabetes, strokes, death, the accidental trampling of pets, or anything else that happens anytime, anywhere, ever. Offer void in Ethiopia.
We just heard Staying Fat by Sir Kay Do So What from their 2011 Stupid Cowboy Thing Volume 1 Grandmother CD. Carrie Dolby told us all about Reeling in the Grease, Stowing Away the Pounds from her 2007 Happy Ranch CD. Before Carrie, we had Tom Smith's Bacon, John Denver as a mofo version, from the 2009 What a Ripoff Volume 2 CD. This version was Tom's folksy cover of the 2007 rap hit from the great Luke Ski. And you can learn more information about Tom and his music at www.tomsmithonline.com. We started the set with Nuclear Bubble Wrap featuring John Adey. Food Belongs in Me, from their 2010 Exploding Head Syndrome CD. So now that we've learned to be happy with ourselves, here's TV's Kyle with his There's No Link Between All This and Cheese, a new remake of his 2006 song.
Books, spinning wheels and fishing hooks. There's no link between all of this and cheese. Lots of cows are eating hay. You made a cabinet today. There's no link between all of this and cheese. I just can't explain it, though my train of thought today. Yes, I'll sit down on this deck and eat my curds and whey. I like to wear boxer shorts. Hope a bird won't give you warts. There's no link between all of this and cheese. Hope I don't get spatula. There's no link between all of this and cheese. Drew a picture of some toast. I like Robert Dole the most. There's no link between all of this and cheese. I got to eat some duck or else I'm gonna die. Don't dig off a camel or I'll spit right in your eye. Wish life were remote controlled. Going twice and then it's sold. There's no link between all of this and cheese. I want mozzarella. Just got the flu. Just got a new sofa. I wish pigs were blue. Blue, 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 blue. Cheese. Hey, guess what? Once I ate a dinosaur, we're just friends and nothing more. There's no link between all of this and cheese. It's the time to face the facts. Time to have the heart attacks. There's no link between all of this and cheese. I've been told umbrellas should be seen, but just not heard. Who's on first, one second, and I don't know who's on third. Think I'll learn to play the gong, that's the last line of the song. There's no link between all of this and cheese.
No cheese! Thanks, TV's Kyle. That pretty much wraps up another show. So until next time, this is Dave Aujou reminding you to visit us at madmusic.com, where you can find out all sorts of information about the songs and artists that were played on today's show, and where to purchase your very own copies of their music. Many of the songs played on this show can be purchased from the MP3 store. If you like what you heard, why not follow us on Facebook or join us at madmusic.com. Members get access to past shows, forums, videos, song lyrics, and they get their very own blog page. Membership is free, so why not check it out? This show is copyright 2016 by Mad Music Productions, LLC. All rights reserved.
In my day, Yoda was a puppet.